After many days, they came to an island. Ulysses took a spear and sword and climbed a hill, for he wished to see what kind of land they had found. On his return, he said, "I know not where we are, but I know that someone dwells in this island, for I saw smoke from the hills." It troubled the men much to hear this, for they thought of the Cyclops. Then Ulysses divided the men into two groups, placing Eurylochus over one and himself over the other. He shook lots in a helmet to see who should go to examine the island, and the lot fell to Eurylochus. So he went with 22 men and found the palace of Circe, daughter of the sun. It stood in an open space in the wood. All about were wolves and lions, yet these harmed not the men, but fawned upon them like dogs, and the men were afraid. They heard the voice of Circe as she sang and worked her loom. So they called to her, and she came out and beckoned them to come in. She bade them sit, and mixed for them a bowl of red wine and barley meal and cheese and honey and mighty drugs. When the men had drunk of it, she smote them with her wand, and lo, they had the heads, bristles, and voices of swine, but the heart and mind of the men were still in each. Then Circe shut them in pens and fed them acorns. But Eurylochus, who alone had remained outside because he mistrusted the goddess, fled back to the ship and told Ulysses what had happened. Ulysses took his sword and bow and bade Eurylochus guide him the way he had come. When he came near the palace, he met Hermes in the shape of a fair youth. Hermes said,
"Think not to enter Circe's house to rescue thy companions, lest she work her charm on thee as well. Yet, stay, here is a plant that shall give thee power to resist her charms."
Taking the plant, Ulysses went into the palace. Circe tried to change him as she had changed his comrades. But when he drank the wine, the charm did not work, for he was protected by the herb. He rushed at her with his sword and made her swear that she would not harm him.